The next patient is Deborah McQueen. The last name is MCQUEEN, Deborah, DEBRA. A 63-year-old white female that is a patient of Ms. Paul Hamos. P like in Peter, O like in Oscar, L like in Lima, H like in Hotel, A like in Alpha, M like in Mike, U like in Uniform, S like in Sierra, PH.C. That has been referred to the office because of the presence of kidney disease, period. To a physical examination, there is evidence of a high pitch carotid bruit in the left side and a softer one in the right side. I order a carotid Doppler ultrasound bilaterally. The right carotid has a ~50 to 69% stenosis of the internal carotid artery, and the left one has more than 70%. In view of the severity of this, we have to give priority. The patient was advised to get a referral for the vascular surgeon from the primary as soon as possible. A copy of the report was given, and the most likely situation is that she will be encouraged to go to the hospital to have this disc prior to the vascular surgeon appointment. Number two, the patient has a chronic kidney disease. The chronic kidney disease is associated to a long history of diabetes mellitus that is insulin dependent. She is taking Lantus 20 units in the evening and Novolog, and she says that she's using 5 units with every meal of Novolog. Taking into consideration of this situation, we are going to change the therapy. The chronic kidney disease is an association of the lengthy diabetes mellitus, the presence of arterial hypertension, the presence of hyperlipidemia, and most importantly, the nicotine abuse. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In view of the carotid artery disease and the severity of the problem, she is encouraged to take an aspirin a day and quit smoking at once. From the nephrology point of view, she has maintained the same kidney function as before. In other words, this patient has a serum creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 26, and an estimated EFR that is 35 mLs per minute. This chronic kidney disease is multifactorial and is related to the discussed comorbidities. Following number. Nephrolithiasis, the latest episode was in November. She was evaluated by Dr. Povey, P-O, Peter Oscar, Bravo India, Povey. And she was told to have calcium oxalate. I ordered the workup for the kidney stones, but it's too early to get the results back, unfortunately. The patient has proteinuria that is most likely associated to the diabetes mellitus, the arterial hypertension, and the stones. Taking that into consideration, we are going to start the patient on Farxiga, 5 milligrams on daily basis. The side effects of the Farxiga were explained to the patient, and she's supposed to call us if she has any symptoms or any questions. Following number of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the nicotine abuse, following number hypertension, which is part of the metabolic syndrome. This patient has the blood pressure under control at the present time. Following number hyperlipidemia related to the diabetes mellitus. The patient is vegetarian for the most part. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we will be very attentive to the follow-up, taking into consideration all the comorbidities.